2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
TGIF. Welcome to DFS Army's first look NBA breakdown, brought to you by Fantasy Draft, the home of Rake Free Daily Fantasy Sports. I'm Cash Keg. Today I'll be doing a game by game breakdown using Fantasy Draft lineup construction, give you my top three plays, high range, middle, and a guy under 10K, as well as answer any questions you might have for tonight's slate. But before that, if you're not already following me, please give me a follow on Twitch. Turn on those notifications. We know I'm going live. Also, if you are not a member of DFS Army, don't know what you're doing, please sign up with the link below or in chat using promo code Twitch and save yourself 20% off your lifetime membership. And that includes all sports, even the fringe ones, MMA, college football, college basketball. It's bowl season. We're going to have coverage over college football for bowl season. So join us and get on in there. What's up, June? What's going on, man? It's Friday, man. We all got here, right? We all made it. Before we get into any talk, man, what's everybody up to? Anybody got any plans this weekend? Is it all fantasy? Is it all college football, NFL, basketball? What's really going on? Anything exciting? No, maybe? Yes? I don't know. I'm just playing DFS. I ain't doing anything this weekend. Just ordered Popeyes. Now, you're going to try that sandwich for the first time. Now, you didn't stab anybody or sell a kidney or a liver to get it, did you? I heard some crazy stories and saw them on YouTube with people that sandwich, man. That's insane. I don't think you need to go that far for a sandwich. It can't be that good. I mean, it's just a sandwich, right? Wife says Christmas shopping. Oh, man. Yeah. I know how that is. I don't think we're doing it this weekend. I hope not. Thank God for Amazon, right? Unless your old lady Uber driver did. Yeah, maybe she did, man. Maybe she had to stand in line and shank a few people to get that chicken sandwich for you. So hope you tipped her good. Yeah, I don't know. I've never tried that. So we'll have to give it a look. But yeah. Let's first look at the news today, man. It's a big 10-game slate. We got a lot of news. Again, up at the top, we got Vucevic still out for Orlando, so we're going to see probably Burch start again with Bamba picking up some of those backup minutes. So Aaron Gordon's probably going to be a good play in Isaac. We look over at Fantasy Draft. They're pretty cheap still. Thanks for the follow there, Buckeyes. Appreciate it, man. But they're not, you know, the pace with the Cleveland's not great. You know, they're two slow teams, so they're not a must, but I think we can have some value there. Kyrie Irving's still out, so of course we have Spencer Dinwiddie. He's going to, you know, continue to get all the usage he can handle. He's up to just shy of 34%, just a little over 1.3 fantasy points a minute. You know, playing Charlotte, which is a pace down team. But, you know, there's some pieces there I think we can look at, and it'll be overlooked on a 10-game slate. Thomas Bryant is out. He's got that foot. He's probably going to be about 3 weeks. So we got Wagner still in our lives. Mahimi came back, played about 12, 13 minutes. I don't think he's there, you know, on a back-to-back. They might not play him at all, or maybe they'll play him just a little bit. I don't think they're going to rush him out there. But we do have, in that same game, we have McRae still out, and Isaiah Thomas is questionable. If Isaiah Thomas is out again like he was last night, we're just going to keep loading up on Ish. You know, if you didn't have Ish last night, you probably weren't cashing in anything. He crushed his value. What's up, Joey? How you doing, man? Yeah, it is fantasy playoffs, man. Whoever's in fantasy playoffs in football, man, good luck to you guys and season long. Hope you guys crush it. Get in there with season long says and grab that info, and hopefully you guys can crush it. But again, going back to Washington, with McCray out, Bertans is still going to pick up a lot of that three work and Troy Brown as well. I really like those guys. So it's one of the, you know, they're on a back-to-back, but they're playing Miami. It's not a great matchup. I kind of like a lot of the Miami guys on that side, but I still think there's some pieces on the Washington side you can look at. LMA is questionable for the Spurs. So Jakob Poeltl's a guy that we can look at again. I really like him on FanDuel, his price at center. You know, of course, if LMA is out, then we got to look at Rudy Gay. We need to look at DeMar DeRozan, those guys' usage pickup, and they need them for the scoring. So Andrew Wiggins is questionable. That's kind of a big one there. They're playing OKC. That's a team he kind of crushes against. So if he's in, you know, I love Wiggins in that matchup. If not, though, you know, maybe T gets in the starting lineup. We know Cat's going to put up a lot of usage, a lot of shots. And then maybe Culver could start, you know, in that position. And then, you know, you got to look at maybe a little Rocco. But basically, it's just Cat for me if Wiggins is out. Smart is questionable again. So, you know, if he is out, I don't like that matchup. It's a real slow matchup against Denver. Both good two defensive teams. You could look a little bit at Walker, I guess, but it's just not a great game for me that I want to attack at all. You know, Denver blew out the Knicks, so there's really no worry about, like, on a back-to-back minutes-wise, but it's just not the best matchup on a 10-game slate. Justice Winslow is questionable. Dragic is already out for Miami. So if Winslow's in, I like him. If he's out, then we can fire up, you know, Kendrick Nunn. He's probably going to be get a usage tick there. Like I said, I like a lot of these Miami guys are playing Washington, which they were the top pace league, or they were the top team for pace in the league. Now they're number two. Milwaukee's number one, took over the crown there. But still, a fast-paced team back-to-back. They should handle them. So guys like Nunn and Hero, they could get some maybe garbage time work if they take care of Washington early. So I kind of like there. There's some Washington's going to be, or I'm sorry, Miami's going to be one of my favorite teams to kind of target guys on this slate. Love playing guys against Washington. Again, we mentioned Isaiah Thomas. Those are the big ones that we really have to look at. And for me, the big ones are LMA, Wiggins, that we really have to look at. And then Winslow. You know, if Winslow is in or out, that's going to dictate how I'm going to do a bunch of things. And then, of course, Isaiah Thomas. Those are the ones you really need to watch out for. And we'll have all that in the breaking news as it hits throughout the day. And we'll adjust fire accordingly. So, yeah, that's the gist of the news. Let's head on over and go game by game and just kind of see what we like, what we don't like, what we hate on. We'll start with the Magic at Cleveland. This game has a 2.5 over under. Orlando's favored by 3.5. Like I said, there are two teams that play extremely low pace here. So I don't love these guys at all. But we do have some, you know, with Vooch out, you know, Orlando's 28th in pace and Cleveland is 21st in pace. So, but Aaron Gordon, we saw he put up a monster game last game out, almost 50 fantasy points, but it was against Phoenix. And Phoenix is a top 10 team in pace. But, you know, when Aaron Gordon gets hot and he gets rolling at 12.9 here over a fantasy draft, I think that's a fair price for him. Kevin Love at 12.4. We've seen his upside. He struggled a little bit. I don't mind him in tournaments. I can't trust him in cash. But he's definitely play. Same with Jonathan Isaac. I have no problem playing him either. Markel Fultz has been really good lately. 11K is priced up, you know, probably towards his ceiling. But he's been fun to watch. So I think really for me it's Aaron Gordon, Kevin Love or Isaac here. There's not a whole lot else I love in a matchup that's got a kind of a low over under, slow pace. They're just not a team I really want to target. But those are the three guys I would look at on this team to target. Let's head on over to the Nets and the Hornets. Brooklyn at Charlotte, 217.5 over under, where we have Charlotte or Brooklyn favored by 2.5. Like I said, we have Irving out. So Dinwiddie's going to get all that usage. Now, he's priced up towards the ceiling. We talked about this the last time we did a pod. And he's doing it all. He's priced up towards the ceiling. I think he'll be low-owned because of that. But he's got 60-point upside. We saw it with Boston in a matchup that's not great. But he's playing heavy minutes. The usage is way up. I think he's a fine cash play with upside. So he's a kind of a guy that I have no problem with. I think there's a few other guys I like on Miami. That I like more, but I have no problem running Dinwiddie out here. Allen's been on a tear playing against Charlotte. You have to love him at 13.5. He's priced up a bit, but in the same matchup last month, he put up 47 FanDuel points in 27 minutes. I hate he doesn't play heavy minutes, but this Charlotte team is just a dumpster fire when it comes to big. So definitely don't mind playing Allen here. And Devontae Graham's been on another level as well, but he's priced up as well. So if you're going to play guys on this team, it's basically those three. If you think for some reason Allen gets into foul trouble, you can look at Jordan at 10-3. But, you know, I think Biombo, they're kind of getting rid of the Cody Zeller play and playing a lot more Biombo here. But for the most part, I'm just sticking to the top three guys. This isn't really a Prince game for me. I like the faster matchups here. And Charlotte's ranked 26th in the league in pace. Whereas Brooklyn is 7, so I don't really like pace down matchups when I'm playing Prince. I would much rather stick to, you know, the guys that are getting all the usage. I guess if you're not going to play Graham, you can look at Terry Rozier. I don't think I'd play them together, especially with their prices. But I would just look at those top three and kind of move on a 10-game slate. Next game here, we have the Indiana Pacers at Detroit. We have a 211 over-under, and it looks like the Pacers are favored by 1.5. Drummond's been all right, even with Blake back. Blake's 12.5. That's a really cheap price on him. I think I don't – at 12.5, he's definitely in play. There's meat left on the bone. I have a hard time playing Blake Griffin. I don't like the way he plays basketball. He's just not the same guy as of old. But, you know – he's priced accordingly at 12.5. You know, there's some meat left on the bone there. But if you looked in his game logs, he really hasn't done anything. He's okay, but I think there's better plays on this slate. This game's kind of, again, we got two of the slower teams in the league. Pacers are 24th in the league in pace. Pistons are 25th. You know, it's a low over-under. It's a close game. You know, Drummond still do well, but he needs those blocks and steals to get there. Brogdon, you know, 13.5 is a real fair price for him, so I don't mind him. Sabonis at 14K. These are kind of like last pieces to build on, and they're not guys I really want. So not really looking to play a ton of guys in this slate. And I would, on a 10-game slate, I'm not trying to play any of these fringe pieces down here in a slow matchup. It's basically these top four. I guess you could look at Lamb, but I think there's other places to look at. Let's head on over here to the Denver game in Boston. It's a 204, like I said, it's 204.5 over under. I mean, in this day and age in NBA, that is extremely, extremely low. Like I said, Denver's on a back-to-back 3-4. The pricing's not fantastic. You know, yeah, the Joker's 14-4. That's really low for him, but this season he hasn't been worth a crap, except for that one outing in Boston where he did put up 62 against him before that triple-double. He's the kind of guy that can kind of get it done in all stats without the pace. So if you want to play him in tournaments, I have no problem with that price. But there's not a ton else I would like here. You know, Kimball Walker went off with Smart out last game out and put up 52-burger against Miami. So it's really just Walker and Joker here. I don't have... You know, Barton, I don't like that spot for Barton. I like him in pace-up matchups. You know, and the Nuggets are 29th in league in pace. You know, and Boston's 22. So I don't really care for this game, except when you're playing one, you know, taking a chance on one of the studs. But, again, on a 10-game slate, there's a couple games here I'd rather target heavily on. And we'll be coming up on those that I'd really like to target. And this is definitely not one of them. So let's head on over to Minnesota at OKC. It's a 220.5 over under with OKC favored by 3. I said the big news here, we got to wait on Wiggins. Wiggins tears up OKC if he plays him for whatever reason. So if he does play at 13-5, I have a lot of interest there. Karl Anthony Towns, if Wiggins is out, you have to like Cat. At 18-5, I still think this is the slate, and we'll get to it. And it's a Giannis slate, you know. I mean, that's the guy we're going to go after, and he's only $1,500 more than Cat is, so he's the guy I'm targeting. SGA, you know, you can look at him. Schroeder, I don't mind, you know, in this matchup. Again, Minnesota sucks at defense. They're, you know, number 4 in league in pace, so they're a pace-up team here for OKC. You know, OKC's kind of, you know, where's OKC at in pace? Yeah, they're bottom league, bottom 10 league, 23rd in pace. So I don't mind some of these OKC guys, again, playing up in pace against Minnesota. Chris Paul's fair. I don't really want anything to do with Adams, with Cat, you know, dragging him out the three-point line. Basically, for me, it's Cat. If Culver does start, he's interesting at 9-9, but it's not like we're getting him super cheap. Or if we get Teague to start at 10-1, that's an interesting price on him. And then basically, it's just SGA or Schroeder here. But nobody that I have to play. It's nobody that I'm just absolutely in love with playing in this game. Unless Wiggins is out, and then, you know, Cat's going to get all the shots. So, you know, I guess Robert Covington at 11-3 is a little interesting, but I need Wiggins to be out just, you know, so he can get a few more shots. What's up, Big Show Brandon? How you doing, man? Hope you're feeling better. Yeah, let's just move on to the next game here. Warriors at the Bulls. 214 over under. Chicago favored by 5. D-Russ screws everything up for this Warriors team. He really does. When he's playing, I just want to stay. This is like a stay away spot for me. Played 24 minutes, but he mucks everything up. He mucks all the usage up. Until he's going to be playing 35 minutes and rolling. There's not a whole lot to love here for him. This entire team. It hurts Burks. Chris Dunn is interesting, not so much here on Fantasy Draft, but on FanDuel. On FanDuel, he's 5K. So for me, it's like between him and Kendrick Nunn at 5,100 over there on FanDuel, the guys I want to play. He's been starting with Chandler Hutchinson out and mid-range. You know, he ain't going to kill you, but I don't really like this price over here on Fantasy Draft form. I prefer him over on FanDuel a little bit. But, yeah, playing a team like Golden State, that's about it. The only other guy I'd rather play is Zach LaVine. I mean, he's been on a tear. You know, put up almost 60 against Golden State 3 games ago. So if you're looking for upside, you're paying for LaVine here, but I really like him as a GPP play. You know, the Bulls can't rebound. So if you're looking for, you know, some rebounds, if Draymond plays 11-6, kind of interesting, but they're just spreading all these minutes out. I mean, Golden State really just wants this whole damn season to get over. They could care less if they win or whatever. Like, they don't, you know, they've been winning for so long and having everybody hurt, they don't give a damn right now. So it's really hard to play these guys when you get, you know, Russell and some of these guys in here. They're really only playable for when they have injuries, and today's not one of them. Let's head on over to one of my favorite games, where we have Washington at Miami. 234.5 over under. Now, we do have Miami favored by 10, but Jimmy Butler at 15-2. Bam Adebayo at 13-3. This is one of my favorite mid-range plays on the slate. This is the old keg lock for the mid-range play for Bam at 13-3 against Washington. With, you know, we don't have to deal with Thomas. He's going to have, you know, Mo Wagner to deal with. There's nobody that's going to be able to stop Bam in this matchup. And a pace up here where you have, you know, like I said, Washington's, you know, number 2 in the league now in pace. and Miami's 18th. It's a pace matchup for Miami here. You got to love these Miami guys. Jimmy Butler, 15-2, have a lot of love for him. Even on FanDuel, it priced up. If Winslow's out, it just helps these guys. You know, even down here, you know, Kendrick Nunn. I have a lot of interest in Kendrick Nunn at 9-2 if Winslow is out. If he's in, I still think he's playable, but if he's out, I have a lot of interest in Kendrick Nunn at 9-2. And if Winslow is in, I kind of just want to move down here to Kelly Olynyk. No one's going to play him. Everybody's going to go to Nunn here. If you look at his game logs when he is playing, you know, he has some upside games here, and at 9K, there's a lot of meat left on the bone, and maybe he does get some garbage time run here as well if they get up. So I'm going to throw Kelly Olynyk here as my low play. Like I said, if Winslow is out, I would move that down to Kendrick Nunn. He would be my favorite under 10K play. But if Winslow is in, I'd rather play the low Kelly Olynyk and just try to get over the field here because no one's going to play him on a 10-game slate. And he's very interesting to me here. Tyler Hero is another guy. If Winslow is out, have a lot of love for Tyler Hero. It's just a great matchup for Miami, and all these guys are in play. On the Washington side, again, if Isaiah Thomas is out, Ish Smith at 7K, this is going to be like almost a lock play at 7K for me. The minutes that he's going to play, I know it's on a back-to-back, but at 7K, he's going to be super chalky. He's the low-owned lock play. You just throw him in there on the Washington side, but we need to know if Smith is out. Bradley Beal, 16-1, I don't care. I'll play him all day long. If this game's going to stay close, it's because of him. And these big spreads, even last night, you know, they ended up playing against Philly, and they just keep games close. They don't let it get out of control. So have a lot of love there for this whole entire game. I said, just, you know, on the front court side of this, you know, you can play Rui, Bertans, Wagner. All these guys are in play. Troy Brown at 7-3 is very interesting. Like I said, with no McRae, he's a very interesting piece. And yeah, it's a great game. This is a good stack up game. Even if it's just a high over under. Again, some pieces are out. We got a lot of value here, especially on fantasy drafts. So one of my favorite games to play, but I'm gonna throw in here. I'm gonna take Kelly O out right now, actually, and I'm gonna think or Isaiah Thomas doesn't play. I'm gonna play Ish Smith here. But Kelly O is definitely one of my favorite GPP plays on here at Fantasy Draft. Let's head on over to the Clippers, the Bucks, and this is the second game that I have a lot of interest in. These are the two games I think a lot of people are gonna gravitate towards. You know, Clippers going to Milwaukee, 232 over under, and it's a 2.5 point spread for Milwaukee. This is a Giannis spot, man. Favorite lock play, high end. We're going to get four quarters of Giannis here in a matchup that I just kind of want to tackle. I have a lot of love here for Giannis. Definitely a guy I want to look at. On the other Milwaukee side, Middleton's a little interesting here. I don't think it's not a great matchup for him. You know, I think it's the Giannis show, but at 12-4 and 12-3 for Bledsoe and Middleton, still a great, great price for both these guys. And if it's going to be a back-and-forth game, those are the guys you want to target. I have a little more interest in Middleton than Bledsoe, but either one of those guys is fantastic. There's nobody else I really want to play. I guess you could look at Brook Lopez, but there's nobody else I really want to play on the Milwaukee side besides those three on a 10-game slate. On the Clippers side, though, I have no problem paying up for Paul George or Kawhi Leonard. I think I prefer Paul George over Leonard, but just for price, but I have no problem playing them. But I think my favorite play on the Clippers is, where's he at? Montrezl Harrell, 12-2 for this cat, going up against that Milwaukee front court. He ended up putting up a pretty big game against Milwaukee here earlier in the year. 34-13, 62 fantasy points last month, actually a month from today. So I have a lot of interest for him. He's probably one of my favorite, you know, mid-range plays here with Bam. Bam and Harrell are my two of my favorite mid-range plays. I still like Bam more, but these are the guys that I absolutely love on the slate in that mid-range. And then that's really it. It's like Lou Will, I don't mind playing on these slates, 12-6, but I prefer Harrell. This should be one of the best basketball games on the night just to watch, period. A lot of up and down, competitive, you know, a game. Hell, this could be the championship game, you know, down the road in June. So, real interesting. Love it. You know, play both sides of it. You know, everyone's kind of priced up in this matchup, so you're not going to be able to stack it too heavily. But I think you can easily run. You're going to want at least one guy on each side, but I think you can run maybe two on each side, maybe three on each side. But they are priced up, so you really got to pick accordingly. But for me, it's Harrell on the Clips, and then it's Giannis on Milwaukee side of the guys I want to target. Let's head on over to the Kings playing the Spurs. 215.5 over under. Spurs favored by 4. There's, you know, LMA. If LMA's out, DeMar DeRozan, 13.9. I would rather play Buddy Hield here at 13.8. I prefer him, you know, going up against the Spurs backcourt. I just think he has more upside than DeMar DeRozan. We've seen, you know, Rudy Gay here at 10.7 is interesting. If LMA is out, you know, he'll jack up some shots. Jakob Poeltl at 11.4 is a little pricey for me on this slate. I think he's okay for cash. I prefer him over on FanDuel, where on FanDuel, where's his price at? On FanDuel, he's 5.1. I kind of like that. I think it's a little rich here for Jakob Poeltl on fantasy draft, but I still think he's definitely in play. Yeah, he put up that 43 spot in 41 minutes in that overtime game. But yeah, if LMA's out, you definitely have to give him a look. And then if he's out as well, you could look at a guy like Rashawn Holmes. You know, that's basically it. You know, we saw that massive game by Lonnie Walker last game out, played 34 minutes. Excuse me. That's a kind of an outlier. I mean, yeah, I saw 16 minutes the game before, put up 21 fantasy points. I don't think I'm chasing that. It's 7-8. If you want to take a stab, go for it. If you think they're going to unleash him, I don't know. I have a hard time thinking, you know, definitely not. Don't play that guy in cash and chase those points. But in GPPs, if you want to take a shot, you know, go for it. But for me, it's if LMA's out, it's just DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and Rudy Gay are the main targets on this team. And on the other side, it's just Buddy Hield and Rashawn Holmes. And then let's hit up the last game, and then maybe we'll talk through some things. I'll go over on FanDuel and give you my favorite plays early on FanDuel at each position. Where we have the hammer game here. Lake Show going to Portland. 224.5 over under, where we have the Lakers favored by 4. Really, on the Lakers, it's Anthony Davis and LeBron James. That's it. I don't have a lot of love for anybody else. Yeah, Rondo put up a ceiling game. I think it was at last game. Yeah, 48 points in 32 minutes. I just don't – I'm not chasing that. It's basically those two. On the Portland side, the old LeBron James banana boat buddy, Carmelo Anthony. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the bits, brother. So taking a shot at Carmelo Anthony's very interesting. At 11-9, I see you want to try to show up LeBron James. You know, it's his buddy. Not just that. I think if they're going to stay close, you know, he's going to have to help the scoring load. Lillard finally found his game last game out. He's 15-3. He's priced up. I don't love it. But he put up 51 fantasy points against Sacramento. And then McCollum's always 13-7. He's always interesting in tournaments. Those are only the three guys that I'm looking at here. With Melo back, I don't want any of these other guys. He kind of sucks up all the extra usage and a little bit more and takes away from Lillard a little bit. It's just those three. Hassan Whiteside at 14-5. I have no interest in that. That's about it on this game. I prefer loading up on... I mean, this is an island game. It's all the games. The latest game starts at 8:30, and then you have this game at 10:30, 2 hours later than the last game on this 10-game slate. So no one I actually have to have. but interesting to say the least. But yeah, let's head back over, see what questions we got going on, and then maybe I'll jump into a little bit of FanDuel. What's up, Redhead? How you doing, man? It's Friday. Happy Friday. What do you guys think? What are you guys' favorite games, man? I mean, we know who's going to win that Milwaukee Clippers game, and I hope Madness isn't in here because I've got to hear all the stinking Milwaukee talking. And it is a smash spot for Giannis. That's a guy that you just pay up for, but you think the Clippers go in there and show Milwaukee that who's the team to beat? I mean, that should be good TV to watch that game for sure. And I just hope Washington can keep that game close with Miami, because that game should have a ton of points in it. Ton of points. Thanks again, Brandon. I appreciate you, man. Love you. Would you make a rule in GPP where you put someone from LA, the Clippers and Milwaukee in every lineup? I think you could on this slate, man, because I want someone. And Giannis is almost a damn lock button play for me on this slate. You know, I just love playing him so much in this game. But I think that's a good rule to play, Brandon, because someone's going to go off in that game. Like I said, my favorite cash plays are Giannis and Harrell on the other side. But I think with that over-under and how close it is, I think you'll probably see somebody on one side or the other in the winning lineup, unless that game just flops completely. But that's a good rule to put in. Kind of like it. I wouldn't go crazy with it, but one on each side is not going to hurt anything. For sure. Like I said, I think there's some stay-away spots completely here. And then I don't know if you need that hammer game at all, but... Redhead says, after the Nugs blew out the Knicks last night, the Stars got minimal run, meaning the back-to-back and Celts hardly affects them. I like the Nuggets a lot here if it's going to be a close game. Yeah, it's just a slow game, man. I agree. It's definitely not really a back-to-back for them because they didn't play a lot of minutes, but it's just the game environment itself, you know. You know, Joker doesn't really matter. I mean, he'd rather have a slow-paced game. You know, he can get his assists and rebounds regardless. But it's just a game I don't absolutely love and want to have a ton of. That's all. Your fear is Giannis guards Kawhi or PG. I just think it doesn't matter with Giannis. I think, I don't know. I mean, if you fear that, Brandon, if you fear like Giannis guarding Kawhi or PG and that's going to hurt him on the other side of the court, then load up on Middleton or Bledsoe. If that is your fear 100%, then load up on those guys because someone's going to have to do the scoring. And to me, it's Middleton if you're scared there. I think Giannis is going to be extremely high owned on this slate, but I can see that. I mean, it makes sense if that's where you're scared on that side. Yeah, I'm not scared of that. Giannis is his own guy, man. Like if it was anybody else guarding Giannis, I would worry about it. But that dude's length and size, I don't give a crap, man. Lou Will. Both those guys, Lou Will or Harrell. You could play both of them together. You know, like I said, they correlate real well together off the bench. But I just that whole game, you're gonna want a piece of it somewhere because I think they're gonna go back and forth. They're both healthy, you know. It should be a fun one. Real fun one to watch. If you're going to watch one NBA game, that's the one to turn on 100% of the time. 100% of the time. But, again, went through fantasy draft, man. Is Giannis the keg lock? Yes, Giannis is the keg lock for me today. I just want four quarters of Giannis. He's got 80-point upside here. I get it. PG-13 and Kawhi's on the other side, man. But that would be my high end lock play of the day on fantasy draft. You know, I haven't done lineup construction the other ones, but looking at fantasy draft lineup, he's a lock for me. Speaking of fantasy draft, the only rake-free daily fantasy site brings the heat again with a $200,000 guaranteed rake-free contest, the Hooters main event. This is the largest and only rake-free contest of its kind you'll find. And remember, only on Fantasy Draft are 100% of your entry fees paid to contest winners. Sign up at fantasydraft.com with referral code CHIEFST and you'll get a free 7-day trial membership. Let's slide right over real quick and I'll show you some of the savings. Like I said, showed you this before on Wednesday. Rake free. If you add everything up and all the rake you paid on the other sites, you'll probably want to puke. Do that for about a week. And then look at the savings here that keep adding up. Showed you these charts before. Again, 50, you know, when it's rake free, 50, you're taking half the money. You know, you come down here where it's 10%, you can see the bell curve. 15%, like most sites charge you these days, just goes down even more, actually, who takes some of the money home. And then there's the pricing structure for fantasy draft. You know, if you only play less than $100 a month, it's free. It don't cost you a dime. You know, play up to 1,000, which, you know, a lot of people are in that range. It's only $6. $6 for 1,000. If you're paying anyone else, you're paying $100 at 10% rake. So your money's staying in your pocket, which it should. That's where you really got to look at. So get on over there, sign up, man. It's where you want to be. It is where you want to be. Let's see what's up here. The Brooklyn-Charlotte game looks juicy. It looks juicy for a few guys. It'll be lower owned than it should. But again, you know, there's a couple pieces that you can go. Like I said, Allen, there's a few pieces there. But I still like that Washington-Miami side. The Miami players are way too cheap on fantasy draft. Even on FanDuel, I'm gonna go over there and show you my favorite plays on FanDuel, how I'm starting my lineups in. And there's a few of them in there for sure. I don't think so. 7-1, too much for Allen. I'm new against Charlotte. I think in tournaments he's not. In cash games he is for me, but in tournaments, no way. Yep. Yeah, important to play cash games on fantasy draft too, for sure. Like Brandon was just saying. Thanks again, man, for the bits, man. I appreciate you. Yeah, on DK, 7.1. Yeah, it's too much for cash games. Thanks for the follow, Trick Z. Appreciate it, man. All right, there. Raph Owen says, third day with the Army, and I'm 3-0. Even cashed on that tough 4-game slate yesterday. That's great to hear, man. Like I said, get in there. You know, head on over there. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep that streak going, Owens. It's a good slate, 10-gamer, man. Love to see that. I love to see that 3-0 start, man. Love it. Let's head over to FanDuel real quick, and I'll just do a quick drop some plays I like over here on FanDuel at each position. Not going to do a whole lineup, but like we said, if Isaiah Thomas is out, it's really going to be hard not to play Ish Smith at 4,300. I'm going to put him in there because I'm just going to assume IT2's out. We don't know. We'll have to wait a little bit longer. But I'm throwing him. He's my point guard I'm starting things with if that happens. At shooting guard, I think you can go a couple ways. You can go Buddy Hield or you can go Jimmy Butler. I'll take Butler against hopefully Winslow's out. Even if he is, I think Butler has a good game at 9-1. He is priced up. But I think there's enough value on this slate. We can easily fit him in there. If LMA is out, we can throw in our center. And speaking of center, I'm just going to think LMA is out here. So Jakob Poeltl, we're just going to throw him in there at center at 5,100. I think he's going to be extremely popular cash center if LMA is out at that price. And that's where we're going to throw that in. Power forward, I talked about it over at Fantasy Draft. We're going to throw good old Bam, 7,800. There ain't nobody in Washington going to be able to stop this guy. I think he could be easily like a 40-point floor with upside. So love that. And you guys should know where I'm going with small forward. I'm throwing Giannis in there. So those five are my favorite five guys are at FanDuel. And you still have 5,300 average salary to play here. And we got some Washington, like I said, front court guys we can look at. You know, we got some cheap point guards. I think right now I'm looking at like cheap point guards. kind of mid-range shooting guard, paying down at that second small forward slot, especially if Wiggins is out. We got guys like, or LMA's out. We got guys like Rudy Gay, Okogie, Culver, stuff like that. So that's kind of what I'm looking like over on FanDuel. Go back. Questions with. So mostly reaction on FanDuel and Fantasy Draft. Not a big DK guy. I actually won both my six-figure 100K wins in NBA on DraftKings. I like playing DraftKings more tournaments when I have time, but you need to sit by the computer from the time you put your lineups in until the last game locks if you're playing DraftKings. If you step away from it and news hits, you are going to lose in those tournaments. My big thing lately is both FanDuel and DraftKings on these big tournaments that I like to play in MME have been raking you at almost a 15 to 16% clip. And if you don't have something, they're so top heavy. If you don't have something in the top 10, then you're going to lose that day. It's the nature of it going into them. I know it when I play them. I've had both my huge hits and tournaments have been on DraftKings. I still play on occasion, but that night I have to make sure that I'm just going to babysit those lineups all night long. And some nights I don't feel like it, so I'll play FanDuel and Fantasy Draft. Don't feel like paying the rake sometimes, I'll play Fantasy Draft only. So I'll come in here and I'll do a DK show next week. The hard thing with doing DK shows for doing breakdowns is the multi-position eligibility. So you have guys, you can basically play whoever you want on DraftKings, just the best plays, because they have, you know, most guys can play two positions. So hope that answers your question there, Redhead. But that's a quick breakdown of everything, man. That's where we're looking, you know. Again, I might play all three sites tonight. It's Friday. It's a great 10-gamer. Got to wait on that news, man. Yeah, appreciate it, Break Show, Brandon. Thanks, man. Yeah, like Brandon just said, you know, if you play $100 on DraftKings, you should lose $15. It's just, if you're going to play DraftKings, you know, I really like to have that tight core. You know, I'm going 70, 80, 100% on some of those guys. And, you know, I'm running one unique if I'm running 150, a tight pool, and hope I'm on the right guys. And I got a bunch of up there. Because if you're spread too far out on these contests on FanDuel and DraftKings where you're not, you know, if I have a 40, 50 man pool and I have ownership spread out everywhere, I'm going to lose just because of the top, you know, how heavy these, let's go over there and I'll look at DraftKings real quick. Let's just head on over and I'll show you just the way they've been doing things. Like this tonight, the $15 tournament, right? It's almost got a 15% rake on it. 15%, $15. Right? It pays 25% for first. Top 10 is 45%. If you don't get a winning lineup in the top 10, you are losing money. 25 to first. Like, I get it. It's 100 grand. And when you play this, you know, I would never throw just one lineup in this, because I'm not saying you can't win it, but your odds are extremely low when you have multiple pros running 150 lineups. And if I'm playing this, I'm maxing it, 150. If I run 150 lineups in this, it's going to cost me over $2,200 to play this tournament. So if I'm spread out and I don't have one that hits the top 10, I'm automatically losing money. So keep that in mind in your contest selection. You know, when I'm playing that, I know that more than likely I'm going to lose money if I don't have one in the top 10. Again, I play them. I've won two of these for 100 grand. One this year and one last year. But that's the nature of the beast when you're playing these things. You know, I would much rather play, if I was going to play something, play this, you know, and you're going to play something higher, play this 3-entry max. It's only rake 10%, right? $200. Never mind. Again, it looked good from the outside until I clicked on it. 20% for first. The top 10 is 61%. 61% is the top 10. It's paying out here. So you need to look at these things when you're doing your contest selection. You know, the $40 single entry, 10% for first, which isn't bad. The top 10 is still 33%. That's a little bit better structure I can get behind. But when you're doing these, definitely look at where your rake is at, you know, where you're spending your money, because over the long term, it's going to help your bankroll and keep you in the game longer. My best bink this year is on DK. It was a night I didn't plan on playing and turned a quarter in 18 bucks. I was livid I didn't play my usual contest. Yeah, that happens to all of us, man. You make an awesome lineup and it's not in the right contest. Like I said, I play all the sites. But just take a bit of time before you start entering a bunch of things. And like I said, I even though I know that contest is bad, I will play it once in a while. But if you play that contest, the big one on DraftKings for 100K up top, 150 max, it is extremely hard to profit long term in that thing. Take your chances at it is what I'd say if you're maxing that thing. Take your stabs where you feel good about the night, some good chalk you can get way over the field. One thing I love about 10-game slates is the ownership percentage lays out. So, you know, you might your chalkiest guy on a 10-game slate might only be like 25%. Where if I go 80 or 90 or 100, I'm way over the field. Where like on that 4-gamer last night, you know, you're going to have guys that are 70%, 60, 70% owned, where it's a lot harder to get over the field on certain guys that you really want. So just keep that in mind. And yeah, man, 10-game slate. Pump. Love it. Get over there in fantasy draft. You know, save that money. Don't give it to the man. Don't give it to the man. If you're a casual player, that's where you should be playing first. Then head on over to these big boy sites, FanDuel, DraftKings, that rake the crap out of you. Yeah, see, everybody's got a story. There's a story out there from June talking about it. Could have won 10K, you know. It's one of those things. It's part of daily fantasy, you know. But, hey, you got a story out of it, right? But, yeah, again, 10-game slate. I appreciate all of you, man. If you guys got any questions, I'll sit around and answer it. If not, I'll start heading over to start working on these sheets. Again, 10-game slate. Head on over to DFS Army. Use promo code Twitch. Link in chat or below. Sign up. Be like, where's our boy at? I just signed up 3 days ago. And I'll 3-0 start to his night. Yeah, old Owens. Owens 3-0. Been in the Army 3 days. 3-0 in NBA. You got to love to see it. Head on over. Sign up. Let's get after it, man. Enjoy your Friday. Like I said, college football's here. College basketball. Got it all. MMA. It's covered. PGA's coming around the corner, man. Another great slate. Let's attack it. I love it, each and every one of you, man. Let's keep grinding. Let's go. Deuces.